שיהיה בהצלחה לעם ישראל, ומי ידע להצלחה עליו ישוע, השם יעזור. Regarding, we said that if someone has a plant, it's out in the Shemitah year, yeah, here in Eretz Yisrael, even if there's no holes on the bottom, it's made out of wood, out of soft plastic, if it's not straight on the floor, it's a problem. Yeah? Even if you live in the fifth floor. Where do we see that also? The dairy people. You saw the dairy people in Yerushalayim?
The what?
They are the dairy people, dairy bodies. They are the dairy bodies. Mm-hmm. Bury them in the three stories high, four stories high. There's a big gap between the concrete and the land. Still, according to a lot of places, it's considered they're on the land. You know, a lot of dairy if they're not on the land. Of course, Rav Yoshi did not agree with this. Okay. He said in his tzava at the funeral to read before the burial to say that he doesn't agree with burying in the komot, in the floor.
He doesn't agree to do what?
Burying in floors. It's not considered burying in the ground. But anyway.
So like an avenue of this for
the... Right, Avodah does not agree with that.
He says it's unnecessary?
Yeah, he says it's not good.
How come they do it?
We don't go by Avodah Yosh.
He's not the only one that's against it.
What do we go by?
I don't know. The point is that regarding Shemitah, even if you have a concrete floor, even if you live on the fifth floor, this eighth floor, tenth floor, it doesn't make a difference. It's still considered... Consider touching the ground. How do you make it not consider touching the ground? We said you have to have either thick plastic, not soft, thick plastic, like a plate of it, under the plant, or you could have glass, or you could have metal. These three things consider a barrier between the land and your plant. And another thing, it's regarding only the plants which are within that plate. And nothing can grow outside of the plate. If it grows outside of the plate, you have to water it again, like it's Shemitah, only a little bit, or right amount. And you can't do the pruning and all the things that you can do in Shemitah. But if it grows within, that doesn't have the laws of Shemitah. And you could water it, and you could fertilize it, and you could use it, and that doesn't do the trees, and baya.
Wait, that means that the leaves can't go past the circle?
Yes.
You've got to be cutting it all the
time. Yeah, to cut it.
Now, what about. Is hanging from the ceiling.
Same thing. You have to water it. We said you can water plants.
Right.
But just the amount that they'll stay alive. You said that? So, tiful bagina. So, someone has a garden now. In the Shemitah, he has a garden. Now, what does he do? How does he take care of his garden in Shemitah? Does he destroy the stuff? No. We'll see. Hashka, regarding watering. מותר להשקות במידת הצורך בכדי להחיות ולקיים, אבל אין להשקות במטרה להוסיף ולהשביע. A lot of water plant in a way that just keep it alive, and not in a way that you increase its growth and make it better. Just the amount that it needs to be alive. Each plant, I don't know, I'm not a gardener, I could ask Rabbi Reuven, is that here now? I tell you exactly which plant needs how much water. Depends on the plant, depends on the location of the plant, and a lot of things. If it's a sunny place, it's a shady place, it's Yerushalayim or Tel Aviv or different places, different climates need different types of taking care of. Okay. Now, if you have a mazgan, you have an air conditioner with a hose going out, and there's water coming out, there's no problem making the hose go into the garden if that's not your intention. If you don't have that intention for watering, it's done. That's where it goes to. I have to be worried now, oh, I'm watering my plants. No. Turn on the air conditioner and baya, it's watering the plant. You're not doing it for that. That's not your intention.
I understand you can't put a plant underneath that hose before Shabbat to get watered on
Shabbat. Because, yeah, and also on Shemitah, you can't put that under. But if the hose is there, you didn't do anything and it's watering the garden. You're not doing anything.
Shemitah only exists in Eretz Yisrael.
Only in Eretz Yisrael.
So you could really leave the country to you, right?
If you want.
You're okay.
Whatever you want. I don't know. It's supposed to live here. I don't know. If you live here, you're not allowed to leave unless for certain things.
So you shouldn't be chased out because of Shemitah.
Why shouldn't you chase out? You're allowed to hang your laundry over the garden, even if it's dripping water. Or if you're washing the floors, let's say, with water, not without detergent. So you're allowed to...
the water in the garden?
Yeah, with the water in the garden. If you're not intending for the garden, it's not. That's how usually you do it all the time.
You
know,
well, what's the hot sea? I think the water
yeah.
Go right in the garden.
And buy it. That's it. He's not having in mind the water. He's done. That's how he cleans. Fine. Yeah. Also, regarding fertilizing, if this fertilizing is a normal thing, stam, that's how it grows, not to increase it. Just without this, it's a very bad land. The land is not so good. The soil is. It's bad if you don't put it, so it's going to die the plant. And you're allowed to put the fertilizer, but if it's just going to increase the growth of the plant and the fruits and vegetables, I still have to do it on Shemitah. Okay. Also, if you have weeds going around it, if the weeds are weakening the plant that it's not endangering the plant, you're allowed to take them out. If some, they're not weakening the plant, some you want to clean it, it's going to make better for the plant, I still. Sometimes you have these plants that grow, wild weeds, and they grow on the tree and they can destroy the whole tree. And of course you'll let it take it off. On the Shemitah you're in Baya. So that's taking care of the tree so it doesn't die. Mutar lefanot psolot alichluch hanikarim ha'agina. You have filth in the garden, mamash filth, that you recognize both filth. You're allowed to take it out of your garden and Shemitah year. And buy it.
Might be good for the compost, actually.
Could be. What's asur to do? Asur to put a stick by a plant to make it stand straight. For example, a tomato plant, you have to put sticks. If you don't put sticks, they grow on the ground. Or vines, stuff like that. You know how to do it in Shemitah. You can't put the sticks to make it hold space. If a person has roses in his garden and he wants to pick for Shabbos, it's good, you're allowed to pick it for Shabbos. But if he wants to cut them, they're not growing nicely, whatever, he wants to cut them so they grow nicer, that's a suit to do it. Get the room. If it's time for your personal use. Are there
cell phones?
Huh?
Are there cell phones?
No,
we
can't.
Sell them. Can't work with all the stands they have like cardiac immunity.
Now?
What's
going to
be like next year?
I don't know, we'll see.
I'm sure you know
it depends where it grows. The flowers.
What better? They grow into cotton, they just grow into.
What?
People sell cut flowers? They grow them into cotton, they don't grow them to make the. They don't cut them to make the plant better.
Yeah, but you can do so well with the Shemitah stuff.
Ah. But flowers? They a lot of times. Oh, they used to have them in. Yeah.
The Arava,
so what really happened? Like, they don't sell during
Shemitah. Maybe you buy only with a hechsher or something, I don't know.
So how do you get a hechsher?
I don't know. I'll tell you. Tomorrow.
As you know.
Indoor houses.
It's indoor with the
hot houses and concrete floors.
Concrete's not good enough.
Metal
or something.
Metal floors. Yeah. Hydroponic.
Oh, this I was thinking about this yesterday. My parents live in a building that the Vaad Bayit doesn't keep anything yet, unfortunately. And they have a garden, and for sure they're going to take care of it in the Shemitah year. What do? You pay whatever it is, 100, 200 shekels a month to the Vaad Bayit, and now they're going to take care of the garden for you. It's asur. It's also your land. If you live in that building. Mm-hmm. So he says, hey, what should you want to do? Yeah, he has to go to the Vaad Bayit and say, I'm paying, whatever he pays him, doesn't, I'm not paying for the garden this month. I'm only paying the whole year, for the electricity, for this. He tells him, my money is going to that. Whatever the guy does with the money is not his problem anymore. That's one eitzah. The second advice is, he takes three people.
Mm-hmm.
They bring him, three friends, bring him to the garden. And he says, I'm making hefker on my portion in the garden. And then, that's how you make things hefker.
Well,
three. In front of three people. There's a mitzvah from the Torah to make your field hefker and all the stuff that grow in your field hefker. What does that mean that it's hefker? That anyone can come in and take it. You have a fruit tree in your yard. And the mitzvah, we'll see how you do it. Anyone has a fruit tree in his yard. And the mitzvah to make it hefker. Mitzvah. Today is the Rabbanan. Fine. Still a mitzvah. Someone who lives in Chutz La'aretz doesn't have this mitzvah. And someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael has a mitzvah. And also someone who lives in Chutz La'aretz could have a mitzvah if he owns land here. Okay, and that's the whole thing. I have to get the number for everyone. That you could buy one amma and one amma. That's the minimum of owning in Eretz Yisrael. The portion, you own it, and they mafkir it for you. They mafkir the whole thing. They take the money, and with the money they help the chaklaim, the farmers that don't work on the shmit. So it's worth it. You're doing a mitzvah, and you're helping the other ones keep the shmita. I'll get the number for everyone. It's better to do it before the 15th of Av, which is exactly a month from today. Because today is the Yuletide of the Chaim HaKadosh. Only a few tzaddikim which are called HaKadosh. Not many are called this. HaShech HaKadosh. A few are Kadosh. HaChaim HaKadosh. He lived in Eretz Yisrael a very short time. 10 months. He came from Morocco. He was in Italy. 2 years, I think. He had the yeshiva. He came with all the yeshiva. He came to Eretz Yisrael. He was there 10 months and then he died here.
He was a shul in the old city.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I remember.
I know exactly where he is.
I know he's buried in the Nahal Zeisim, and there's buses now from Malchei Yisrael all day long. 51A. Go take a bus to the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. The whole day. Right? Yeah, not far from me. Big zchut, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. It's a famous story when the Aruch Haim, what's his name? General Rommel his name was?
Rommel?
Yeah, in the 1940s.
World War II.
Yeah, he was going to come from the Germans. He came from the south. He was going to conquer the whole Israel and wipe out all the Jews that lived here. Not many Jews lived here, but whoever was here. And there was a big, there was the decree in Shamayim. And he went to the Aruch Haim HaKadosh Kever, a lot of tzaddikim, Shlom Kozvi, and other tzaddikim. And then, I think it was Shlom Kozvi, I don't remember exactly who it was. He says, fine, the decree is nullified. So I asked him, how do you know? He said, I saw the Yud Kei Vav Kei shining on the Tzion. Then they ran away. They were defeated, the Germans in Egypt by the British or something.
Well, big miracle. Also at the same time, they were advancing across North Africa, and the tanks got jammed in front of a grave of another tzaddik, Tunis or Lou. Just stop. Wouldn't go any further. Jammed, stuck in the ground. Stop. Wouldn't go any further.
See the power of tzaddikim, they're alive today. All the tzaddikim. Tov Shmita, what is chayev? What are you chayev to be mafkir? Mitzvat hefker chala al kol haperot v'erekot shebehen kedushat shvi'it. The hefker, the mitzvah, it falls on any fruit and vegetables which have kedushas shvi'is. Meaning, fruit and vegetables which were picked after Rosh Hashanah, of this coming year until the Rosh Hashanah Tashinayim Vav, the next year, and fruits which were chanut,
budding,
budding, they were budded
namely, you could, the flower is dropped off and you see.
You see the fruit, which are budding during Shemitah year. Meaning, if they were budding now, even though they grow in the Shemitah year, has no dusha the trees. But if it was budding during the Shemitah year, even if you pick it afterwards, still has the dusha the trees. There's a mitzvah to make that hefka. But if it doesn't have the dusha the trees, there's no mitzvah to make the hefka. Perot of Ola, you have a tree which is under 4 years old, and chiyuv le'afkir, to make them afkir. But put a sign up, it's Ola, so no one comes to fix. What's considered making the afkir? Chayav adam le'ashir et ha'sadeh u'ptucha, v'shuchah kol echad, lakachat ha'perot, v'shnat ha'shvi'it, v'mi sh'no'el ha'kodeh ha'sadeh u'vatem mitzvot ha'seh. Wait till we finish, I'll tell you all the details, okay? First thing is, generally, a person should put, he is obligated to open his field, open his gates, put a sign up, hefker, tell me whatever you want. That's what a person has to do. And if he doesn't do it, he's over on mitzvah aseh. Okay? Once again, v'asu, he can't lock your field and tell your friends, come at this time, I'll let you in. Come at asu. Be open for anyone. But if you're afraid that maybe a cow is going to walk by and take it, or kids are going to walk in and destroy your field, or Arabs are going to come and steal, so what are you going
to
do?
Just anybody who comes to depict that can damage the tree instead of taking property.
Yeah, you're afraid that people might damage it. Then you put a sign up that this field, that this garden is a hefker. You can come anytime you want, call me before to make up a time. Put a sign up with your number there. They can come at the time that you'll, whenever you're home, they can come. You'll supervise over their picking.
Another thing we're told, you pick them carefully, put a box outside, this is
like
after three.
You put Shvi, you say Shemitah.
Yeah.
We'll see that in a second. Hefker is the produce. Produce is hefker. Not the tree. People can't take wood from the tree. Can't take your land. Only the fruit and vegetables are hefker. En lakarat vod hefker ala bakamut amuteret. Yesh olim shalosh sudot. Vaasek kayom. Vechol likar kishorot shadam osef vito lehim uatim. Chem mutal ba lazel yito lehatsmo vevoto kamut zo. How much could one pick when he picks from a hefker tree?
Just what you need.
What does that mean? No. So it used to be for that day, but today when you go to the store, you buy food vegetables for that day, you buy for the week. Buy for the week or for 4 or 5 days. You don't buy for that day, right? So the amount that you will go shopping for, that's the amount you can pick. Yeah, the amount that you go shopping for. You buy 2 kilos of tapuzim, of oranges, for the family for the week. So that's the amount you can pick. You can't pick more than that. And also people who own the land, the person who owns the land, he can also pick that amount for his family and buy it. They have to also pay it. There's no tumas and maisas in fruit of trees. Why? It's hefker. Any fruit of hefker, don't have tumas and maisas. For example, if you're walking now in the middle of nowhere, and there's fruit trees growing there, you're going on a trip, this place like the Nerosh Pina. Going on a trip, there's fig trees growing there, there's all kinds of other trees. Hefker. I can pick as much as I want from there for now, for eating a meal. I don't have to do meister for it. Why? During the year I'm talking about. Stam, during the sixth year. You don't have to do meister. Why? It's hefker. Meister you do for stuff which are not hefker. So in Shemitah, all fruits and vegetables which are grown here in that side are hefker. Therefore, they're patur from tumas and meister.
Only if they're grown by trees.
Okay. Stuff which are grown by a goy, he doesn't have the mitzvah to be mafkir. Okay, you have to do tumas and maisos. He do maisel ani that year. Shemitah year which is grown by a goy, he do maisel ani.
what if you have a daughter and she wants to get married? And you need the money that you would make from fruits and vegetables, you need it to pay for the wedding. You have no money to pay for the wedding.
And the Shemitah?
Yeah.
You can't sell the fruits and vegetables.
So she just has to postpone the wedding.
Or collect money, man. Huh? Like everyone else does, right?
I mean, all you need is a wedding ring and a sheet cake.
And a what?
Sheet cake.
What's that?
A cake. A simple cake.
I mean, that's all you need.
That's what we use. A wedding ring and a sheet cake. And a cake.
That's it. There's a wedding today in Ashdod. Some other lachui, if anyone wants to go. Big mitzvah. If your wife lets. There's a bunch of rackets folded today. Someone, a Jew, who doesn't know the halacha, doesn't care for the halacha. He didn't make his field health care. Not only that, he took the food and he sold them. And now, someone's serving you these fruits. No? You're allowed to eat them or not? You're allowed to eat them. And by, yeah. Fruits and vegetables that were sold from a Jew, from Shemitah, sold to someone, and someone bought them, he doesn't know those, and then he gives them to you to eat. You're allowed to eat them. But you have to be careful again, Kedusha Shvi'is. It's still Kadosh. It's one thing that he did in Aveira, you can't buy fruits and vegetables or Shemitah. The second thing that you're allowed to eat them. You can't buy them.
You have to
be careful, yeah, not to throw them in the garden.
So if you're going to a major market that has a revenue picture, you can still have the fruits and vegetables.
What's it got to do with that?
No. But you're buying.
What did I say? I said you're allowed to eat them. I didn't say you're allowed to buy them. You're allowed to eat them.
Right.
Someone buys them and gives it to you. You're allowed to eat them.
Okay.
But you're not allowed to buy it. You're not allowed to buy it.
Even fruits and vegetables that were worth that year in Shemitah, someone did the other malachas that you're not allowed to do, the oraisa, everything. Okay? It wasn't sold to everything. You're allowed to eat the fruits and vegetables. No isu. Isu wasn't done in the fruits and vegetables. The isu was done in the land. Easter was done by the person. Easter wasn't done to the fruits and vegetables. You're allowed to eat the fruits and vegetables. Okay. If you have trees in your field, which are Ola, again, you put a sign on the tree. Ola. Yeah? You have fruit trees. Which are Ola, you write Ola. If it's Neta Revai, you write Neta Revai. So you have to do the transfer the Kedusha to a coin which you throw to the Dead Sea or you destroy it. Another way, by the way, that you don't have to throw the Dead Sea and destroy it. It's a very easy way. Take the coin, put it on the track over here, and wait 2 seconds. Wait till the chain comes. I did it a few times. Flat to the pita. It stays on this place.
I assume we used to do that on the trolley track, putting a penny on the trolley track or a dime.
It goes flat. Flat, you see the...
What does that do?
You're supposed to destroy the coin, which we put the Kedusha of the Perot of the fourth year, you put the Kedusha on the coin.
This could be useful for that.
Yeah, it's very flat. That coin, you can't use for anything. It has a Kedusha. What do you do with it? You have to destroy it. The Gemara says, throw it to the Dead Sea. Why? It gets destroyed over there. You don't have to do it. You don't have to go. You go take a pliers and turn it around a little bit. You can also put it on the track. Let the train run over it. Okay, that's the main. So, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll learn about speaking.
What about learning about what trusting the moose and the push ups of
world? What about those? We'll do that also?
1 or 2 days of trusting.
We're not Shemitah, we're going to do Shemitah. So, we'll see.
We'll try to resolve the day after tomorrow.
You're right. You want to learn the lessons of Shiva Sabbatamus tomorrow?